A remarkable author, Elizabeth Gray Vining, was born Elizabeth Gray in 1902 in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, USA. Her father, John, was Scottish, whereas her mother, Anne, came from a Quaker family that had come to America even before William Penn. From both sides of the family came a tradition of song and stories. She attended Germantown Friends School and Bryn Mawr College. She then obtained a degree in library science from Drexel Institute and became a librarian at the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. In 1929, she married Morgan Vining, but the marriage was abruptly ended when he was killed in a car accident in New York in 1933. Elizabeth was left severely injured in the same accident. Her recovery was slow. 40 years later, she wrote of the long, slow assimilation of grief. It was in the aftermath of this terrible experience that Elizabeth left her Episcopal background and joined Quakers. She wrote, quote, "My search for meaning had taken me into many lanes and some blind alleys. In the end, it was the silence that drew me, that deep healing silence of the Quaker meeting at its best, when the search of each is intensified by the search of all." That's the end of quote. She became a writer, primarily of children's books, and was awarded the Newbery Medal in 1943 for her book Adam of the Road. By the end of the war, she'd written 11 books. Here's a comment by a reader about Adam of the Road, and I quote, "Adam of the Road is about an 11-year-old boy in medieval England. Adam wants to grow into the same profession as his father, a minstrel. In the middle of the night, another minstrel comes and steals Adam's beloved dog, Nick, and Adam and his father set out in search of the pet. Along the way, they are separated, and Adam's quest doubles to find both the dog and his father. The book is an interesting look into peasant life in olden times of England, as most of the history people read of is about kings and nobles. I found it informative and exciting. I could use the book to bring understanding of how music and stories originally began as minstrels were storytellers through musical means." And that's the end of a quote about the book written by Elizabeth Gray Vining. During the Allied occupation of Japan after the war, Elizabeth Gray Vining was invited by Emperor Showa in 1946 to become a private tutor to Crown Prince Akihito, heir apparent to the Imperial House of Japan. As part of her teaching program, she arranged for closely supervised occasions when four Western teenage boys in Tokyo would get together to help the prince practice English conversation. She also introduced the children of the Imperial Household to Western values and culture, and lectured at Gagushin University. As a result of her work, she was awarded the Order of the Sacred Treasure for meritorious service. She returned to the USA in 1950. Elizabeth wrote several books about her Japanese experience, the most famous being Windows for the Crown Prince, which was a bestseller. The prince clearly was greatly impressed by her and kept in touch in later years. She once spoke of the prince as a sincere boy whose eyes expressed a lively sense of humour within. He had been transformed from an isolated person into a poised young man. Elizabeth was the only foreign guest at his wedding ceremony as emperor in 1959, and as a result of her influence, the emperor and his wife changed Japanese tradition by raising their own children themselves. Back in the USA, Elizabeth spent most of her time in the Philadelphia area, attending Germantown Friends Meeting, participating in the American Friends Service Committee programs, and visiting the Pendle Hill Study Center. Eventually, she joined the Quaker retirement community at Kendall, west of Philadelphia. Her writings continued throughout this time, and she wrote biographies of several prominent Quakers, including Rufus Jones, John Greenleaf Whittier, and William Penn. However, she had a modest view of herself, as reflected in this comment, and I quote, "That I have never been the writer I wanted to be has not greatly diminished my satisfaction in the work of writing. Every book has fallen short of my vision for it, but I would rather write than do anything else. End of quote. She wrote over 60 works of fiction and non-fiction during her lifetime. Elizabeth Gray Vining was a member of the committee that chose the writers to be included in the regular series of Pendle Hill pamphlets. She emphasised that the choice of authors reflected a desire that they present views that realise the eternal behind the temporal. In due course, she became responsible for all the publications from Pendle Hill. She was also a mentor for the development of the artistic side of Pendle Hill's programme of courses. Elizabeth Gray Vining died at the age of 97 in 1999. And in this talk, I've used the Wikipedia entries about Elizabeth Gray Vining, an appreciation of her life by Chuck Fager in the Journal of Fellowship of Quakers in the Arts, something from Masayama Terada in the Daily Yomiuri in Japan, and an obituary in the Friends Journal, and also a history of the Pendle Hill itself.